Yeah, it wasn't at first.
Yeah, I don't know why. I couldn't hear you, you couldn't hear me. It's weird. So welcome back everyone to the podcast, Mushin Mindset. I'm back here with meditation with Christian.
Hello everyone.
So we have a couple kind of topics that we're going to talk about today. One was entrepreneurship and our experiences with that, and things that we learned, things that we messed up, things that we did right, and kind of how that helped us to grow, and then kind of go into talking about living outside the matrix. So I don't know, Christian, if you saw the podcast that I put out, or the episode for this one that I did today. It was talking about like not living by the shackles of society or whatever.
No, I didn't get to see it. It sounds really good. I was at work, but
okay. That's been kind of my theme for the past couple podcasts. So this is kind of continuing on that. So
okay, well, can you tell me a little bit about what it was?
Yeah, so I was just kind of talking about, you know how society sort of dictates to us a certain way to live? Like, you go to school, and then you go to college, and then you get out, and then you get a career, and then you do that, and then you retire, mm-hmm. and then you die, kind of thing?
Yeah.
The matrix?
Mm-hmm.
So, I was talking about how it's okay to live outside of that, and, like, you're like, you're not a failure if you don't live how society tells you to live.
Exactly.
Which is how we're made to feel. Yeah. A lot of times.
Yeah.
So that was like the basic gist of it.
I like talking about that topic, actually. I can go pretty deep.
Yeah. So this is a good one to have both of us on then.
Yeah. Let's dive into it. Let's go deep.
So let's dive into this Mushin Mindset.
Yes. I don't know where to begin. There's so much I can go into.
I know, it's a pretty broad topic.
But I'll start off with this. So we're talking about how, for example, us, we're trying to do our own thing with this podcast with Anchor. For us to do our own thing, and there's these new platforms out there, you know, which is changing society up. So we're getting new ways, like, to behave in society with platforms like this. You know, make your own podcast. It's a lot easier to do this. I can be at the toilet right now making a podcast.
Are you?
I just came out of it. and then, unlike before, you know, we have everything we need in our hands to change everything. We can do so much. And society puts us in a box. And when you try to do your own thing, which is not what society wants. Society wants you to do their thing. It's like a whole learning process. You're unlearning what you've been taught, and you're learning your own thing. So, you know, naturally you're going to be going through obstacles, failures, I guess you want to say, successes, ups and downs, roller coasters throughout that journey. And you're actually building a whole armor, a whole muscle, a whole system internally to almost like brick by brick build over the wall, you know, over the wall of society, so you can do your own thing almost. You know, little things like this with Anchor, you know, or make your YouTube videos, or just simply doing the opposite of the norm. And, you know, it takes a lot of gut, a lot of what's the word? Grit, I guess I want to say, because you're going to be challenged, faced with a bunch of challenges. So it's going to require you to continually to grow, to pivot, to do this, to do that differently. And it goes along with our channels, motion, mindset, meditation. It requires a lot of those things to find out what's the better direction to take, because no one teaches you this. It's just society tells you one thing, and if you go the other way, no one's there to teach you, unless you know you meditate, unless you have a motion mindset, unless you look within and build it yourself, you know. And I think along the way there are other people that have gone there, have made their own path, tried to do their own thing. So you may come across those people, like, you know, mentors like Obi-Wan Kenobi to Skywalker. It's a Yoda, you know.
And society's been kind of almost the opposite. Like the people that stray away from the normal path, they've always tried to bring them back. But you remember being a kid, and like we used to play a lot of video games and stuff like that with Denito and your brother, mm-hmm. Jordan and all them.
Yeah.
And like in school and society and all that stuff, that was told you, like, just playing video games and stuff would never really get you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And like look at the video game industry now.
Huge.
Like multi-billion-dollar, like esports is blowing up, and it's only going to keep rising from here. Like streamers like Ninja and stuff like that, mm-hmm. making major bank just streaming games, doing what he loves. But back in the day, like, they were telling people you would never get anywhere doing that, and look at it now.
Yeah, opportunity. You can do anything. Like anything.
And you really can.
Yeah, like look at porn. You can spread your legs for money.
Hey, that's a hard job, man, I'm sure.
Yeah, like, you know, besides that being like dark energy and all that stuff, like, I'm just saying the opportunity is there regardless.
So that's what you really want to do, you can just go for it.
Yeah, you know, make daddy proud, do something. It's better this way, because like what we talk about, well, you know, my opinion, humble opinion, is way better this way. It's of course not secure. It's not the well-trodden path. Did I say it right? Well-trodden?
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, no, go ahead. Sorry.
It requires a lot of, you know, internal to looking inside of yourself to meditate, to slow down, calm down, and, like, reevaluate yourself every time. And, like, look for that internal lighthouse almost. Like, you're that beacon. Like, let your heart, let your internal system guide you, your internal compass guide you. I think that's the way I see it. Like, we all are born with genius, and society has like put a whole like layers over us, and we need to, like, you know, peel the layers so we can get to our true inner desires and skills. And, you know, maybe you're going to find out you like to fucking bake. You like to play games. You like to dance. And you just follow that. And I think that's how you become free, more fulfilled in life, rather than doing what society tells you. Oh, you're going to flip burgers for money.
Yeah. Or, like, sit at a desk or whatever.
Yeah, sit at a desk, yeah, and hate your job. Fuck, I had to wake up 6 in the morning so I can get ready, go to work.
Speaking
for
of.
12 hours. Huh. Oh, me?
And I was saying, like, speaking of the Matrix.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, so.
Mr. Smith is bringing you back in.
Yeah, what was his name, Mr. Smith?
Yeah, the guy with glasses. I can't remember who the actor was.
I feel like that is really, that's like the IRS. That's like the taxes. That's the government.
The IRS.
Pay your government taxes. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like going, traveling the road less taken is kind of lonely too. Yeah, because no one else is going to be doing it. Or most people aren't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be going out there, slaying your dragons, doing your own thing. And everyone else is going to be, you know, falling in line with everyone else.
But then they look to you later, like, how did you do it?
Yeah, it's like that parable of the reluctant Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is let go.
What exactly? Okay, like let's go deep into that. What does that mean, like to let go? What are you letting go? Where would letting go lead you?
Well, I mean, I was just talking about like in regards to that story. I guess for that to make sense, I would have to tell the story.
Oh, I mean, I think it would help, like, so people listening.
How the story basically, I'm not a good storyteller.
So
I'm gonna do my best, but how it basically goes, how I saw the story, like these sea creatures or whatever at the bottom of the sea, and they're attached to rocks or whatever, and they spend their whole life attached to these rocks, but then they long to be free, but they're stuck on the rock. And then one day the current is really strong and one of them lets go. And then he's floating kind of above everyone else. And then all the other ones look at him and they're like, well, we wish we could be free like him. We wish we could go somewhere else other than here, but we're stuck to this rock. And they see him as like this kind of Messiah figure above everyone else. But then he looks down and he tells them, all you have to do is let go from the rock and let the current take you, and you'll be just like me.
It's powerful, man.
So I'm not sure, like, really where that story originates from, or if that's, like, the original telling of it. I saw it on a spirit science video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if everybody's watched spirit science, but they had, like, this special where they went over parables, and that was one of them. So I just kind of always remember that. Like, we all look up to these people and put these people on a pedestal, but really, anybody can be just like them.
Yeah, they're no special. They just did something differently than the norm.
Yeah, they just chose to be different than everybody else. To let go and be themselves or whatever.
Yeah, I want to say that, like, I think that's what it really is. It is being yourself. I kind of think you have a set you. Like, I mean, I think you can change things, but I think, okay, like, how do I say this? Maybe this might contradict myself. I think you can be anything you want, but ultimately what you decide, what you choose, it's what kind of was already there meant for you. You just kind of are like, you know, like you're in a corn maze and you're just going through, you're like weaving like all those things out. Those decisions you make, you just like moving those things out of the way, and the more of you emerges. And if you just like let go of those things, you kind of just blossom as a flower of your true genius, your true potential. And I think that's what like actualization and realization is.
And I think people genuinely, like, we're afraid to be our true selves, our genuine selves.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're afraid, like our genuine self is very vulnerable. And we're afraid to put that out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just like people across the board usually, like, it's just, it's common, you know. And that's what they say. There's like a Japanese proverb that says that we all wear three masks. The one we show everyone, the one we show the people closest to us, and the one that only we see. So the one that we only see, obviously, is our truest self. So even the people closest to us don't see that one.
Only you and the world.
You know, because, like, to all of us, there's, like, you, there's a level of Christian that only Christian knows, and nobody else does.
Yeah. I've always thought about that. I've always kind of tried to challenge it, like, even, like, okay, I'm a very open person, so I tried sometimes, depending how I feel, show my true self, like, and usually it comes off as weird, because it's, like, me being more open in myself, and they're like, what? It's not normal. It's merely just me, true me.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to be normal is like me having to put a mask on.
Yeah.
Pretending.
I think that's true with a lot of us. Like, a lot of our true selves is kind of weird, or like, different. But the thing is like, all of us are weird in our own way.
Like unique.
Yeah, like I don't mean weird in like a negative connotation, yeah, right? Well, I guess unique is a better word. Yeah. We're all unique in our own way, but we're all afraid to show everyone that we're unique.
I think that makes us very same. Very similar. Being like, we're all unique in our own way, but almost the same. Almost like, you know, every leaf from the branch is its own unique. It has its own like fingerprint, but it's from the same. Mm-hmm. From the same source. And I kind of see that. Like, I ask people, do you think you're weird? They're like, hell yeah, I'm weird. And I'm just like, dude, like, me too. But it's like, it's not like you're weird as in, you're how do I say this? Like, you're not like, again, there's no negative attached to it. It's like, you're your own thing and you just label it as weird. But, I mean, it's like, you're just unique. You're just you. And no one's else is going to be like you. That's what the thing, like, society tries to put you in like this little mold. Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, like, it's kind of what they want, because what they want is, like drones. Mm-hmm. You know, like, everyone be the same. You know, like, recite after me, I'm free. Like, watch the Super Bowl. Even if you don't like football, everyone watch the commercials at least, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, when you talk to people and they're like, oh, well, you know, I don't like football, but I just watch the commercials.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, society wants drones. So then being unique, being an outlier, being different from all the other drones is bad.
Just like, it reminds me of movies that we watch, and like Divergent, Hunger Games. Like, it always kind of those things. Like, if you're not in line, they'll take you out. And if you're not like following every sheep in there, like in line, they'll just take you out. And, you know, get vaccinated, get what's this new thing, that tracker, that little, get chipped. Mm-hmm. Do those things, and if you don't want to, then they'll just execute you, exile you, kill you.
Yeah. Get rid of what's different. Yeah. Because it's dangerous. It's just like every post-apocalyptic book or whatever that you read, and they always talk about like everyone being the same, everything being controlled. You're not allowed to read anything from the outside, watch anything from the outside that's not state propaganda or whatever. Because they're afraid that like that individual mindset, that individual thinker, free thinker.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't like anything that is like, you know how some stuff is like dogmatic and very against open-mindedness and mm-hmm. accepting that there may be realities other than the one that you accept for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I usually stray away from stuff that's like that, because to me, anything that tells you not to be open-minded is, it's still like trying to control you.
Can you go deeper?
Yeah, like, so, you know how there's some belief systems and things like that that they're very dogmatic, right? Mm-hmm. It's like my way or the highway kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I've never liked anything that was like that. Because to me, like, how could I accept that the way somebody else thinks is wrong? And I'm the only one that's right, you know? Like, yeah. What if I'm the one that's wrong? But then that's scary, because no one wants to admit that what they believe is wrong.
And then challenge their whole system, belief systems. And
yeah, exactly. But it's so... But for me, like, I already kind of assumed that it's totally possible that I could be wrong.
I think that's good to keep an open mind. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. That's good to look at that way. You challenge yourself. And you grow more. But then how do you get to, like, a place of inner knowing, or a place of, okay, this is what I believe in? Or do you ever reach that place?
No, I don't think you ever reach that place. I think it's more like an acceptance thing. Like, accepting that you don't know everything is the place that you want to get to. Mm-hmm. There's never going to be a place of knowing everything. It's like a place of acceptance that you'll never know everything.
Makes sense. Okay, I heard this quote, enlightenment is knowing what you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, in enlightenment, I guess, like, I see it more as, like, it's not like a place of absolute knowledge mm-hmm. of everything, like, you know, what's right, what's wrong, like, you know, where you go after you die, all this stuff. Like, it's an enlightenment, it's not something like that. Like, it doesn't put you above everybody else. It's just like the acceptance, like absolute acceptance, I guess.
That makes sense. Yeah, inner peace, because you're like, I really don't know this, and I can't be assuming this. There's an inner peace of knowing that I don't know.
Yeah, like you
I'll never know.
You stop being like a stubborn rock, battling against everything, and you become the stream and just flow with it. You know, like a rock isn't really the symbol of tranquility, but water is.
Yeah.
Water flows and it changes. Have like, it's like the definition of motion, like nothingness, like the mind of no mind. You know, flow.
Mm-hmm. That's also what motion means, flow.
And not flow, it means like no mind.
No mind. Like Bruce Lee, breathe like water.
Yeah. So, switching gears, since we're talking about like doing, you know, your own thing, like separate path kind of thing. One of those things is one of the big ones that people kind of go down path-wise is like entrepreneurship, and so we have a little bit of experience with that. Maybe some good advice that we can share with people.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we're not perfect at this, and we never will be, but I think that we're improving.
Yeah, it's a big process.
There's ups and downs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a process. So, like, we have a lot of projects that we want to do. For example, we're on Twitch. We streamed last night. We play League of Legends. And it's literally entrepreneurial because you're trying to build your own brand, you know, playing video games and putting energy out there so people can watch you. You're entertaining people, you know, and it is. People have made careers, for example. And we have a skincare line, like product. We sell skincare, organic skincare products with Arise, Awaken Essentials. We have our Instagram, and we're trying to build our brand awareness. So it's all those things combined. You're learning, like, it doesn't really matter what it is, but we're learning how to create something from nothing. It just comes from the mind. Like, how can we make this, like, manifest this into real? And that journey is kind of what we're talking about.
How do I say this?
It's just a whole learning process and getting out of your comfort zone and be willing to be pushed back, set back, and you just continue going. And it's different and more like less security, because in society they have it set out for you to get a job. They always have a job, right? You get hired, boom. You're not thinking for yourself. You're not doing anything. You clock in, clock out.
Yeah, exactly. And traveling down these paths and stuff like that, what a lot of people don't realize, like, okay, well, this will lead me to being out of the matrix, or I can be financially independent, or I don't have to clock in, clock out anymore. It's like, there's all that, like there's all that involved. Like, a lot of people chase those things, but one of the biggest things too is doing this kind of stuff is almost like a journey of self-discovery too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you get to really get more in touch with who you are as a person, because you're creating things and you're kind of creating yourself into a brand.
Yeah, it takes for you to look within. It takes for you to see what you're made out of, because if you're creating something, nobody's there to hold your hand to do this. Nobody's going to teach you how to necessarily do it. You have to learn how to do it your own way. You have to do the work. You have to put in the work.
Yeah.
And you're creating something, right? So you need to be creative. you need to have the willpower to do the work. No one's creating it for you. You're the one creating. So, yeah.
You know. And there's no real precedence for it, because there's a precedence for models and things like that that people have used themselves. But if you're, like, the things that you create yourself as a brand that you're trying to push, there's only one you. There hasn't been a you before.
Yeah, yeah. Even if it's the same product, whatever, it's still your own energy.
Mm-hmm. And everything that everybody creates is an extension of themselves.
Man, you just blew my mind, man.
And also, I'm sorry for the dog barking in the background.
It's just your mind. It's your mind barking. Creativity. Yeah.
It's not really a dog. You're just imagining it.
All our listeners are having an epiphany. And visions.
This is a universal conscious awakening. It sounds like a dog barking.
What is he barking at anyways?
I don't know, man. I never know what he's barking at, ever. So there's like some other dog in the neighborhood he doesn't like. Mm-hmm. And he just knows every time it passes by, and he just freaks the fuck out. And it's like, I was like, why? Who cares?
Oh, man.
It's just like, let it go, man. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what the dog said to you or called you or whatever, but you just have to get over it.
Yeah.
But, you know, he didn't listen, so. But talking about that kind of stuff, some good advice is like, no matter how difficult it's going, or like how many times you fail, or like how it doesn't seem like you're going to succeed, you just have to keep pushing through and sticking with it. Mm-hmm. Because eventually it will. And as long as you keep taking steps, like, it doesn't matter if the improvement is very minute, if it's a very tiny victory. But as long as you keep making even those tiny victories, eventually they add up.
Yeah, just don't, like, they're not like long strides, but they're like every day you worked on something just a little bit, in a little bit of time. It's those little changes make big ones and accomplishments later.
Yeah, it's the little victories over a period of time that'll make the biggest difference. Like, you'll feel better about the huge victories, like, oh, I made this product and we sold, like, you know, this many of them or whatever. But it's like, or you know, it's these the little victories that really can help you out long term.
Yeah. This, so I told you about the guest speaker we had, the millionaire dude. Mm-hmm. Like, he said this, which is relevant. It takes years to become an overnight success, something like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That it's those little things every day that you just don't stop, and it doesn't have to be about like business or it's just success for whatever it is that you want to do. You know, yeah. Be an artist, musician.
It's like we see, you know, the success. We see, like, you know, the basketball team that wins, or like, I know, the player that makes all these free throws during the game. But then you don't see, like, the hours that he spends practicing that free throws or whatever for, you know, God knows how many repetitions every day.
10,000 hours. Yeah, then you put 10,000 hours to learn, or, like, to be a master or something. Almost, you know that saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it takes, like, forever.
Yeah.
To master a subject. But you do all that practicing just for, like, to make it when it counts. But it's, yeah, it's like those all those little, like, mundane small victories that lead to the great success.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that we've picked up and learned on our journey to leave the Matrix.
Yeah, we want to gather as many as we can as we leave out of here.
You want to do what?
We want to gather as many people.
Save, I thought you said money at first. I was like, can't there as much money before we leave out of here? I was like,
oh no. No, save it. Save these peoples.
Yeah. We're just And it's kind of like paying things forward, you know, like this is stuff that we've been told or people have told us or that we've watched or that we've seen or that we've read that made a difference in our lives. So we're just trying to pass some of those things along, pass some of that knowledge along to other people. Pay it forward. And it's cool with a platform like podcasting and Anchor, Twitch, YouTube videos, social media. And like, you know, you can really, it gives everybody an opportunity because we all have like our own walks of life that we go through and our own journeys and experiences. And it allows people to share that around the world so that, you know, everyone else can, the things that they learn, they can share with other people. So those people can take it and use it to better their life. You know, if you use those platforms like that, like some people just post like eggs or some people just post to breakfast or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's cool too. That sometimes I think it's better to leave like a different kind of more productive, positive mark on the world. I mean, nobody really cares what they eat for breakfast, so.
What's your legacy going to be?
Hopefully a good one. Hopefully one that helped other people.
Yeah, and that's...
Maybe that's a cliche thing to say, but... You know, it's that whole thing, try and leave things better than you found it.
Yeah. It's like... Like, we're building it now, you know, the whole thing is as we go. So who knows, 5-10 years from now, we have something more professional, more thing. It's like people don't really look at how they, like, the beginning stages. They really focus and pay attention to more, like, the end.
Mm-hmm.
When once they're, like, a success or a big hit, it's like, you know, you just got to get started.
Yeah. So everybody out there that wants to start a podcast, just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that everybody wants to be at the top, but everybody wants to be on top of Mount Everest, but you still have to climb it to get up there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Dude, we were playing that last night on Twitch. It was so funny. Like, you know, like, you're just being yourself.
Yeah.
You know, that's. You don't have to try to be something different. You're just being yourself. And you climb up that goddamn mountain yourself. The way you feel most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. No, that's a good. This is a good note. Yeah, but you just gotta be genuine. And people respect you being genuine more so than people think. A lot of times we think that we need to be a certain way, but like people respect someone that's genuine.
Yeah, I think they sense that they know it. Like, for example, the Pacquiao and Broner fight. People like Pacquiao because he's how humble he was. He was just very. He seemed to really like care about people. And it's not about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel that. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I feel that that's genuinely him.
Yeah.
And some people, especially in big things like that, put on like this huge. They'll put on like acts or whatever. They're a character, which. I guess at the same time there's nothing wrong because that's just their brand. It's like a character.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, like Alice Cooper.
What's his name? Yeah,
Alice Cooper, the musician.
Yeah, from what was that band name?
From his own thing, Alice Cooper.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. And he had like this whole image, like the. You know, like, people would think he's, like worships the devil or something like that. He's, like, a musician from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just, like, his act. Like, I guess apparently he's, like, a very Christian guy and, like, loves golfing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like, the whole, like, rock band thing. It was kind of like a character. But I mean, in instances like that, you know, it's okay because your brand is like a character that you create, you know, for people's entertainment or whatever. And then you still have yourself too.
Like, that reminds me of like Freddie Mercury. It's like he would dress up like very flamboyant and stuff in his interviews. He's like, that's just the way I am for the people. It's like, I'm not really like that, but he was like, that's what he felt he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to give the people something different.
Yeah.
And you know, like, that's fine too, you know, like, we're not saying that maybe your brand is creating a character like that for the enjoyment of people. But, you know, if it's something that makes you happy to do, then that's good. Or what we're trying to say is, don't try and be somebody else. You know, if it's just to please other people, if it's something that makes you unhappy, don't be something that you're not. If it makes you unhappy, and I'm trying to figure out the right way to explain this. You get one thing?
Yeah, you're not sacrificing your insight, I guess, your truth, authenticity, for something.
Yeah, like don't make yourself suffer to be something that you're not, to please people that you shouldn't bother pleasing.
Yeah. Yeah. People pleasing. So they won't make it that far. You won't make it far.
Yeah. But. Yeah, we're almost at 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's long, man. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I'm trying not to keep it going too long and trying not to be like too redundant.
Yeah, well, I feel like people don't. I don't know if people stay that long anymore.
Some podcasts are like 2.5 hours.
Damn.
But they're not like everyday podcast, you know. Mm-hmm. That's like the once a week kind of thing. But yeah, so I guess we'll go ahead and end it here.
Or you cut that part out where we're like talking about like
talking about what?
The part where we're like confused. You get like you always like trim that part out. 555. That's the second time I saw it.
Now I'm gonna have to trim this part out too where you talked about it.
It's alright. Yeah.
Alright, well before this gets harder to trim. Alright, we'll go ahead and end the podcast here. And thank you guys for joining in. Christian, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you everyone listening. I hope this helps somehow. Any kind of way. Of course. That's what we're here for. And we're all going through the same similar journey.
And hopefully this was insightful and it can help people better their lives. And you know, I'll probably leave that part out because, you know, fuck it. People are imperfect and we get confused and mixed up.
Unscripted.
Unscripted.
Uncensored.
Sometimes we don't know how exactly to articulate the things that we're thinking. Yeah. And I guess we shouldn't be ashamed of showing that.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed of your genitals.
All right, we'll end on that.
Perfect.
All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. The next episode will be out on Wednesday. So. Check that out.
Yes.
All right. Take care.